Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1241. The Supreme Court unanimously preserved access to the abortion pill mifepristone, rejecting a challenge to the FDA's rules for prescribing and dispensing abortion pills. The court did not, however, take a position on whether the drug is safe, moral, or whether people have the right to bodily autonomy. Instead, the court said the anti-abortion group had failed to show that they had been harmed and did not have a legal standing to sue. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote for the court, "For that reason, the federal courts are the wrong forum for addressing the plaintiff's concerns about FDA's actions." Although he did say that the plaintiffs had sincere legal, moral, ideological, and policy objections. Kavanaugh instead suggested that the plaintiffs take their issues to the president, lawmakers, and regulators to make changes. Although the ruling was unanimous, Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho, each of which has a Republican attorney general, have each brought their own claims and have different arguments for standing. Mifepristone is used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the United States last year. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic bill to protect access to in vitro fertilization. Even though 49 Senate Republicans signed on to a letter voicing their support for IVF, the legislation failed 48-47, needing 60 votes to advance. After the vote, Biden said once again Senate Republicans refuse to protect access to fertility treatments for women who are desperately trying to get pregnant. He added, "The disregard for a woman's right to make these decisions for herself and her family is outrageous and unacceptable." Last week, Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic measure to protect the federal right to access contraception nationwide. Moving on, the Supreme Court rejected an attempt to trademark the phrase "Trump too small," a double entendre meant to insinuate that Trump has a small penis. The case was brought by a lawyer who wanted a federal trademark to use the phrase on t-shirts and hats after the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied his application because federal law disallows trademarking a living person's name without their consent. The lawyer contended that the law violated his right to free speech by treating speech about Trump differently from other speech that can be trademarked. The "Trump too small" phrase originates from the 2016 Republican presidential debates, during which Marco Rubio said Trump had small hands, adding, "And you know what they say about guys with small hands." Meanwhile, Trump demanded that House Speaker Mike Johnson use the federal government to help him overturn a conviction by a jury of his peers in New York. Shortly after he was convicted on 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election, Trump called Johnson and, in between frequent F-bombs, implored Johnson to do something about his conviction, saying, "We have to overturn this." After the call, Johnson called for the Supreme Court to step in and overturn Trump's guilty verdict and floated a three-pronged approach to punish the DOJ for Trump's felony convictions. And finally, Trump called Milwaukee, the location for the Republican National Convention, a horrible city. Even though he lost Wisconsin to Biden by about 20,000 votes in 2020, Trump repeatedly and falsely claimed that he won the state and has baselessly claimed that absentee voting in that state was tainted by cheating or fraud, despite two recounts, both requested by Trump, and an international delegation monitoring the election, which confirmed that there was no evidence to support Trump's allegations of voter fraud. Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin suggested that Trump was expressing his concern about the election in Milwaukee and election integrity. One representative said the whole thing never happened. Trump, however, may not be able to attend the convention, where he'll be officially crowned the Republican presidential nominee, due to the fact that he may be serving a sentence for his conviction in the election conspiracy case in New York. Trump's sentencing is set for 4 days before the convention. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.